Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Merry Christmas and God bless everyone. It is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. It is the Real Ass Podcast. I am him. I am he. He is me. Sorry, I'm on a Dr. Seuss kick right now. He is me. I will not hang out with a black. I will only hang out with hats.
My funniest friend is named Zach. Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Zach.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Why is it not making sounds? It's making no sound. No sounds. Just so you know, my board is bored.
We may have to rely on our words.
No, dude. God damn it. Natalie, she's in the booth right now. Here's what I realized. Natalie's a retard. I never realized it before, but Natalie's actually a retarded person. Oh, there we go. It's too loud, too.
You didn't realize she was retarded when she said, I want to get a job at Gas Digital?
Well, so Natalie, I walk in today and she's doing, what do they call them, poppets?
Poppers.
Whippets.
Oh, poppets, yeah.
She's doing poppers.
All of those things are wildly different. Yeah, fun, but yeah. Needs clarification.
What's it called?
I need instant clarification.
Heroin? Whippets, poppers.
Which one?
Whoppers. She's eating whoppers.
That was me.
What is she doing? What are you doing here? You know what? Hold on. Go to the fucking bitch booth, ladies.
Now show them titties.
Shannon
gave me this for Christmas.
Dance, please. There we go. Sorry, what did...
Shannon gave me this for Christmas.
What is it?
It's a stress toy.
It's a stress toy.
Yeah.
This is the problem with this generation. This generation needs fucking little pink kittens to pop out.
Yeah. You know what we did when I was stressed in my day? We killed people. We didn't pop
so
little toys.
It's like having forever bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
If it was as satisfying as bubble wrap, I would fucking give it to you.
Yeah, because you know what makes bubble wrap so satisfying? You're ending it.
You're destroying
you're
it.
You're destroying it.
You are destroying
it. Every little pop is a death cry.
Pop! Yeah. It really does. I mean, you feel like a god, and you're like murdering little tiny people.
Yeah.
That, it does not have the same effect. Is that what it's supposed to be based off
also,
of?
Also, the bubble wrap is supposed to come with the toy. It's not supposed to be the toy.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing. And I've never realized what those things were. Now that I know they're supposed to be bubble wrap, I'm a little bit more like, you know what I thought they were supposed to be? I thought they were supposed to be those zit things, where like the fake zits that you pop.
Oh,
it was based off of those, like the satisfaction of popping a zit.
Which, I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. I think it's based off of bubble wrap.
Why don't we ask her? Because she's the one that has it and she's using it.
It is, and I have three if you guys want
to. By the way,
try
if you guys
one.
Don't want to see her right now, she's shaking in the corner of the room. It is.
Natalie does seem like if you bought her a Christmas gift, she would play with the box. Like she would just be in the box.
She loves
like
box.
Like a cat. Yeah. That's,
yeah. You know what?
I'm over here still thinking about poppers.
Let's introduce our guest. We're going to get into this whole other autistic side of Natalie, which I did not realize existed. This is very interesting to me. Autistic girls, I didn't even realize it's a thing.
They make them.
But it's a fucking different type of autism. Also, you know what I noticed?
Kurt Cobain slept with one.
I watched the...
That throw you off?
Polar Express.
Oh.
And that kid in the Polar Express is just autistic.
Yeah, the kid with the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he starts explaining trains and shit. He's fucking annoying as shit, dude.
Yeah, he's like, this train's a specific one.
I hate it. All right, look, let's introduce our guest. We have a lot to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the Here's the Scenario podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Brendan Sagalow is back on the show.
What's up?
What's up, dog?
A week after, too.
You were here a week ago.
I was here last Monday.
We pulled out the big guns because we don't know Hannah. So we always can I give people a secret? If it's somebody that we don't know and is female, there's always a lot of fucking, like, we got to put it on, like, we have a whole meeting. We call everybody in, like, listen, guys, we got a new person. And she's a chick. It could be terrible. It could be a fucking true disaster.
Get all dependable on the line.
So, second of all, this should be something, somewhat of a compliment to you and a horrible, not compliment. What's the opposite of compliment?
Insult.
I think of diss. I only think of words from the 90s.
Yeah, like, this feels like a fat diss.
I was born in 1983, so I'm right there in that same lexicon.
Exactly. So Hannah, I've met Hannah a few times. She is a very funny comedian. I'm sorry, from Indiana, famous Hannah Rushline.
That's correct. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. No, you killed her. First of all, funniest joke of the show so far, she's the one who said. I don't remember what it was, but it was like a minute ago. I don't remember.
Probably something about the poppers and
whippets. She was like different things. Very good. So she's fucking killing it so far. I hate to put the extra spotlight on you, but you have to understand something about my audience. They hate women.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to work extra hard. This is when women become in the industry, they complain about how hard it is for women. And all male comedians, this is what we do, okay? We go, okay. Because if you're a chick, and you are funny, I've seen you on stage, and you're doing good shit. I see you getting out there. You're performing all over the place. You're at the Stand now when you're in New York City. It's great. When you're a chick, when women complain about it, most male, especially white male comedians, because Browns, we got it good, baby boy.
Uh-huh.
But white... I haven't cashed in on my diversity because I'm a fucking real-ass dude. But I could have, and I opted not to.
He forgot his username and password.
So most men roll their eyes when women talk about how hard it is for them in the industry, because the reality is if you're a funny chick... I think you're going to fucking get places, just in general. I think if you're just funny and you keep at it and you're a chick, more than likely you'll do well. I don't know any really funny women that aren't fucking doing shit.
Oh.
You know?
I thought you were ending that sentence right there.
No, that's not true. I know plenty of funny women that are doing great things. I'm just saying, like, I guess on, like, an open mic level, there's probably young, funny comedians that just haven't gotten the opportunity yet. But if they're funny, stick with it, bitch. You're going to fucking do very well. I promise you. This woman... Here's the difference. My audience, they hear that and they go, you know what? We need to make it harder for women in this industry.
Yeah.
So they specifically, it's a hard thing. You have to break through to them. But if you could break through to my audience, they will love you.
Yeah, if you're a chick and you break through to that audience, they're like, maybe chicks can be funny, dude. She's so good. See, you could be like not as funny. And if you're funny, they're like, well, she's definitely better than, start naming male comics.
Brendan has specific women in mind that he's harboring resentment for right now. I don't know who he's talking about, but it's obvious that...
I don't know who I'm talking about either, but I'm going to examine my brain, and I'm going to figure that out. Don't say sure like you don't believe me.
I'm going to teach women how to do well with my audience. So, Hannah, this is going to be a learning experience for you, okay? Number one... Just have a thick skin. If we make a rape joke or some sort of joke about fucking the way you look, just laugh. Even if it hurts, internalize the pain, okay? This is actually good advice for just the industry in general. So if you want, if a man makes you uncomfortable in the industry, internalize it. Don't let it out until you get home. You can cry at home. Put your face in your pillow and cry. That's okay. But on the show, simply laugh. Maybe give us a razz back, right?
Has anybody ever... Because I know this has happened. So let me refer. Who has been on this show that you, like, they were offended by things that you were saying when you were like, you're a fucking pig and blah, blah, blah. Just kidding. You're so funny.
When have I called anybody a pig? This is fucking crazy. Who do I call a pig? Besides Shannon.
Who's a prisoner here.
That's our dynamic.
Who's shackled to a fucking chair. Yeah.
Who can't leave.
Yeah. Besides Shannon. Who else? I don't do that.
No, okay. And I'm not. But you know what I'm saying.
I'll let the girls in the booth answer this. Who have we made uncomfortable?
I can't think of a girl that's been on the show that's been uncomfortable.
What about a guy?
Plenty of guys.
You've made guys uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I remember one in particular.
Yeah, but that's because Jamie we have Kilstein. Pussies. We're not pussies.
Yeah, that is true.
I appreciate this. A little bit of mansplaining slash advice.
No, it's not a little bit of mansplaining.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
Can't even compliment these bitches without them fucking turning it on you. Wow, you look really good today. Didn't mean to mansplain how good I look today.
Hannah, it's not a little bit of mansplaining. It's the entire bit. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm really happy to be here.
There you go.
I want to say off top, your bass is already starting to get a little bit hip to me.
Really?
In a roundabout way. I did Berg's podcast about a month ago.
That's the worst of my audience.
No doubt about it.
Got it. Okay.
No doubt about it. For sure. They were even tagging Shannon to have me potentially do this pod.
Wow.
So some of the psychos are on to me.
I like it.
I also, you know, you can't tell because I have the appearance of a hot toddler, but I'm almost 40 years old. You know, I'm an old Sacagawea from the Horgan Trail. Like, I know how to, you know, dangle something in front of a dick.
You're not one of these young broads who's sensitive.
For sure. If I'd have had some sense and not a drinking problem for 15 years, I would have already created Barstool Sports myself, and it'd have been funnier.
Wow. She's fucking taking shots at Barstool.
Wow.
Holy
shit. Come at us, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah. We got Zach Pork Boy.
Pork Boy.
One slice of pizza a day, you faggot.
Hannah, we're very happy to have you here. Obviously, I'm just fucking around. I know that our audience, every time we have a new chick on the show, they're like, fucking, here we go.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. People do, like somebody like Maddie Smith, Kim Congdon, they love these gals. They fucking love them. And it's because
Maddie transcends, like, being a woman. Like, she's not a woman or a man.
She's a weirdo.
She's
a true psychopath.
A very funny, like, slender man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely has an autistic androgyny to her. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for this to get this is getting to come offensive. To here.
Poor yeah, Maddie. Yeah. Maddie's
well, it's like everything cool in me wants to go, yeah, she's fucking
you need to she's chill, autistic. Dude. You need to fucking chill. Why? You're very jealous of Maddie being a more successful redhead than you.
Yeah, like, that's
and
true.
It's coming through on the that's show true. Right now. Okay, so how about you just chill?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Brendan really does want to take advantage of his hip-hop roots, and Maddie beat him to it.
Yeah.
Maddie's the breakthrough black performer that Brendan wishes he could be.
Let's
I've had 22 auditions for Wildin' Out.
Natalie, what is this thing that you're popping? What is the origin of it? Did we figure it out?
It's a stress toy for children, basically. I've discovered them from the kids I used to babysit, and then I know that Shannon loves bubble wrap, so I gave her one for her birthday, and then she gave me these for Christmas.
She gave you them back. So you guys are just two autistic women now giving each other stress toys. Now, don't you think that these things are making children more stressed in their own way?
I don't know. Why don't you guys try one?
You're fucking laughing in my face. Bring it in. I want to know.
It's a funny idea. It's a funny premise.
Because I feel like they are being dependent on this weird bubble toy to like, and you're not going to be able to have fucking bubble toys every day in life. You're going to have to, like, look, we are in an environment where we let.
Hey, life ain't all bubble sheep. Toys and kitty cats, all right, kid?
Yeah, that's a little sheep. All right, so, and also, like, it's just, it doesn't have the same pop-a fucking ability. As a bubble.
I think it's supposed to be
put
like
it flat
cube.
On the table.
What'd you say?
Put it flat on the table.
Dude, I think if you see your kid like popping that incredibly stressed out, then you got to talk to the kid. I mean, what do they really need to be stressed out about?
Natalie, do you pretend they're a giant clits?
Oh, yeah. She pops them with her tongue.
If Klebold would have had one of those, would Columbine have happened?
Sure.
Let's see. I mean, though, it is more fun on the table. And then you flip it, you do that, and then you flip it, right? And then you're done. And that's that.
Oh, my God. The guy who created this is just laughing in our faces.
You know what? It's better on this side.
All right.
There's one side that's a little bit better.
There is always one side that's a little better than the other.
Isn't that like an analogy for life?
Totally.
That's meta.
Grass is always greener, am I right? Pop, 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 pop.
Cut to 2 weeks from now. Welcome to the real ass. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, you're going like this. You have a fidget spinner on your finger. Pop, 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 pop.
Welcome to the real ass podcast. I'm Luis Pop Gomez.
We got a new segment called Pop or Not.
Pop or Not. Real ass pop of the week.
It's Casey Anthony and a little lamb toy.
I do comedy because my pop was murdered. Pop, 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 pop. All comes full circle, doggy.
I can't, dude.
Can I see that?
No, dude.
We're doing a show. That would have been the most hilarious answer.
Chill, dude. I'm fucking. I'm just seeing what the thing is.
Now, do you feel less stressed?
Can I say that this also, if it was in a cooler pattern, I might be more into it. Like,
yeah, if it was like this, maybe, you know. Dude, business idea.
Swastika poppers.
Okay, yes, no. Dude. Pull it back. Pull it back. Pull it back a little bit.
Pop stickers.
Yeah, maybe if Hitler had that, he wouldn't have gone all crazy, you know?
Dude. I want a popsicle right now.
It's like, you know what? Pop, pop, pop. They're not too bad.
The Jews, yeah. They're pretty good, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I should just, like, think inward, you know?
Do
5,999,000.
First of all, can nobody do a German accent here? Are you German?
I can't. I'm half German, but I'm not. Can you give us a German accent? I'm not walking into that fucking fire.
Come on, it's not a fire.
It's a shower. Anyway.
Yes. Holy shit. Great job.
Thanks. Zach had a really funny one that we all missed.
What was it?
Well, we're not going to do that, but
we can go back. Why not? Say it again. Why not?
I was doing the pop, and I went
5,999,000. That was pretty good. Is there a swastika popper, and can we buy it right now, and can it be in my life?
Please look this up.
There has
but
to be.
Also,
pick up swastikapoppers.com also.
Yeah, they have a whole website
quickly
dedicated
to domain,
it.
Quickly pop that domain,
because... For children's toys, I think the swastika would be great for Barrel of Monkeys, if you pick up swastikas.
I mean, it is like a, you know what? Never mind. I'm not even
going to say it. It's shaped good for the Barrel of Monkeys.
It's shaped for fun. There is a fun. Yeah, it is a shape.
It is.
If you just gave that to kids, they would have so much fun with that.
It's really annoying that the Nazis took that symbol.
Yeah, because it meant peace.
They could. What's a fucking? They should have taken like a fucking rhombus.
Yeah, a rhombus. The at sign.
Come on, take something less fun. No, at sign is. Delightfully fun to draw.
Because you get to go.
Yeah, dude. Yep. Hey, woo.
Yeah, stop seeing the track. You go back out.
What was that invented for before the internet? That was out.
That was just a gay A.
The ampersand?
No.
No, not the ampersand. At sign.
Oh,
the
yeah,
at
okay,
sign.
Okay.
The ampersand means and.
Yeah.
I love an ampersand.
So, some guy is like, that was how I designed my A's, and now everyone's doing it. What the fuck?
Dude, all the letters should be have a circle around them at the end.
I had to be something, because before it was a hashtag, it was the pound sign.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on the telephone.
On the telephone, pound. Yeah.
Fucking, but what was any
pound was a specific pound got you to a different.
But was it something like copyright? Was it maybe had something to do like that?
No,
because like, it looks like the copyright
it's
symbol.
A little C, yeah.
Oh, it does. What look is like it? The, but the C has a full circle around it.
I wish. Yeah. I wish we had some sort of machine that could give us answers.
Yeah, some sort of computer or and someone behind the computer would be we pretty great. You cut to them, they're like. Pop, pop,
are you just yep, asking that what that sign meant before
the internet?
It means at. That's what it's coming up as.
So
in
it was short for
English,
AT.
Yes, in contemporary English
yeah,
usage,
not short enough.
It was a commercial symbol meaning at and at the rate of or at the price of.
That's stupid because the T doesn't get any play in that symbol. Yeah. It's all A. It's all A and squiggle.
A-O.
Yeah, it's A-O.
Yeah, it's very strange. This is the type of bits we do.
Wait, so was it for
it's
like...
Okay. I'm an English major. I can hang in here.
She's just
I'm like, oh, we're recording? Jesus Christ.
Was it for like equations and shit? If you're saying at the price of, was it short for that?
It can be, it can't, no, not in like a math problem. But it says at the rate of or at the price of. It's
the Nazis, they should have
commerce.
Taken the little parentheses that's made out of like squares with a stick off of it. They could have taken that.
Yeah. It is funny that there definitely was a meeting about what their symbol is going to be.
Well, they have like a
do you think Hitler was involved? Department? Yeah. Well, what'd you say?
They have like an art department?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hitler's they ripped like, off more than just that as well. Like, even the Nazi symbol.
Whoa!
I know.
Hannah,
hey, whoa.
This is for history. Brendan. This is just true.
So long!
Yeah, hey, listen, if I had to hang out with Aaron Berg for an hour, I'd be throwing those.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
That that particular hand, that
Jesus fucking Christ,
it's from,
I mean, it's what are we doing?
No, I get it.
It's from the ancient yogic tradition.
Yoga?
Yes.
Absolutely
is. It's considered a kriya. It's a posture that was held to kind of channel energy.
Am I wrong? Or isn't that how kids used to salute the flag before the Nazis, and we changed it to hand over the heart?
Damn.
We remember in the video for Jeremy? Pearl Jam, Jeremy. They show
you said
the kids.
Like Jeremy. Yeah.
And then, German? Then they all go like this. But I think we used
Jeremy.
To salute Jeremy.
I say Jeremy.
I say Jeremy, not Jeremy.
Or at least Jeremy.
You say two syllables. That was
once again two Jeremy. Very different things.
Jeremy is what he.
Yeah. One a boy, one boy, something
Jeremy
a virus.
Jeremy is Zach's nickname.
Boys are all. No, I went to school with a kid named Jeremy Jernstead. And he was disgusting. He was a really gross
dirtiest
kid.
Boy in New Jersey.
He really was. He was super gross.
He's just an amoeba with a hat on.
It's me. It's
Jeremy?
I remember Jeremy Jernstead. It's just been me. Like Frank Reynolds and the Frog Kid.
Jeremy splits into two different.
I heard you guys were twins. Oh.
Am I wrong, Sean? Didn't we used to salute the flag with the Heil?
It says it's called the Bellamy Salute.
Oh boy,
Hill Bellamy.
That's that.
Sorry, guys. I just do word association on this podcast.
It's good.
And sometimes it'll lead to something. Sometimes it's just something.
Bellamy, salute your shorts.
Bells. ring, ring, ring. Ring a ding.
Prior to the Nazis, we changed it.
Richard,
prior to
the Nazis?
We used to do that to the flag. Just to the flag.
Yeah, it was a palm out gesture, which was known as the flag
Richard
salute.
Shannon, I just did a Richard Pryor to the Nazis joke. Can you please chill for a second? Let it sit. Everyone's laughing.
Richard Pryor performing for the Nazis. These motherfucking
Jews
are crazy, y'all.
That was the worst Pryor. Yeah. That sounds closer to a German accent than your Richard Pryor.
Tell Hitler I said, have a coke and a smile. Shut the fuck up.
This show's wild.
I said, put your hand down.
The reason I like have Brendan on the show is because he's very silly. He makes me want to be silly. You know,
he takes big swings and he always goes for it.
Oh,
how do you feel about your haircut?
I fucking hate it.
Wow.
I went high to the barber and there was a miscommunication. I don't want to get
Did
too much
say
into
hello
it.
Back?
All right. Now we're cooking. Let him
cooking with gas,
let
baby boy.
Well, full circle again.
Yeah, that's great. This is a very subtle podcast.
What do you mean?
This has replayability.
It does.
You listen to it and you go, oh, it's a good one.
It's funny.
It's a good one. I missed that first time around.
It's the funniest podcast in the world. Literally. It is. Don't just shake your head yes, Hannah.
Most podcasts are here.
I was agreeing. I actually want to be here. This is exciting for me. Yeah. That's my last time with the fucking, German salute like that. But it's nice knowing everybody. Hope five of you losers follow me.
Look, you can get away with hiling Hitler on other podcasts. This just isn't the one that I would do that on.
No.
They're looking for things like
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, though, the ancient yogis. That's
yogis.
What that's from. It's,
is it really?
Yes.
I prefer the ancient boo-boos.
It's a 60-degree angle that was intended to kind of like draw energy through your chakras.
Yeah.
Well, so what Hitler now? What do they do? Do they still do that? Are they like, we're not going to budge, okay? We're still doing our hail thing.
I would just make it both hands.
That's true.
They probably do.
I thought that meant extreme Nazi.
Yeah, dude. Two.
Superman.
Double Hitler.
Dude.
I wish I had a third arm. Fuck.
Yeah, I love Hitler so much.
He's a fireman.
That's actually what Superman's
doing. Double Hitler just killed me, dude. Double Hitler.
Oh, shit. I love it. I can't. Can we do our plugs and then can we start the show? We haven't even started yet. I was here at 11 a.m. Should be pointed out. Let's plug it up. What's going on, Brenna Sagalow?
Twitch.tv/SagsToRiches and listen to my podcast, Here's the Scenario.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hannah Rushline?
You can follow me at Handerpump Rules. That is my Instagram, Twitter, and OnlyFans.
You have an OnlyFans?
Yeah, I sure
No,
do.
You don't.
I know, dude, but I mean...
Nudes?
I mean, you have to... Do we need to get into this right now?
No. I mean, I would like to get into it.
I'd like to get... Woo! oh, they like you now. It's over. See you naked. Yeah. It's, I mean, that's, oh, yeah, you don't even right. have to, you don't even have to just tap it in.
I want you to know.
They call that the old Fihe.
No, they call Karen the old Fihe.
Wow. 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 Karen Fan will be with me in Los Angeles this nice. Weekend. But let's do our plugs. We're getting. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had an OnlyFans.
I mean, I don't advertise it because.
You just advertised
I'm
it.
I'm aware because of this podcast, but like on my socials, I have an Asian mom and a pastor dad. It's not something I just fucking wave around.
Wow.
I'm also doing stand up professionally, and I just happen to be a slut, not an adult entertainer who's hilarious.
Nice.
So I don't lead with it, but when I have an angle and a.
Sorry. I'm hiling Hannah's yeah, OnlyFans.
Jesus Christ.
Hail to your OnlyFans.
And
guys, can we take the hile back?
Yeah.
It's going to be confusing yeah. for a year or two. Okay, but if we all get together and we just start doing it, hile, dude.
Thank
hile
you. If we're going to take it back, I also want Proud Boys back because that was my pussy's fan club name.
Yes.
And now it's going to take me 2 election cycles minimum
it's
to
be a whole
turn
problem.
That tide. But if we start today, I think by the time it. I'm 50.
I love it. So now they're all going to be posting nudes of you in the racist live chat, but that's okay. It's going to seem like they're stealing it. They're not. This is why Karen's like, you got to have them stop. Like, they can't just post it in the chat. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking take the nudes out of the chat. It becomes the biggest advertisement because the way men jerk off is once we jerk off once, we want more. We want a different angle. We want fucking. Yeah. It's. I'm telling you right now. So go subscribe to our OnlyFans. Look, Brendan under the table right now subscribing to OnlyFans. Yeah,
I just hit the top tier.
I like it. Very, very hot. Very hot. I like it. You should have opened with that. Yeah. When I met you, you should be like, I'm an OnlyFans. Like, oh my God, be my friend.
He's over here like, I want people to take you seriously in the industry.
That's, they will. Don't even put it together.
No, it's big business. I'm mixed Asian, dudes. Hell I got a hot hand in the dice game. Always
have. You're completely nude. Don't answer that. Zach Amico, what you plugging?
Doesn't matter now, does it? January 22nd, Catalyst Wrestling is at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Come on, hang out.
Hell yeah, dude.
Somebody called you an Eskimo? It's a racist live chat.
I mean, it
you
is.
You subscribe to this Eskimos only fan. That's so racist. That's racist, right? Eskimo is a racist term.
Maybe it's because of my sweater.
It's
maybe
not.
That's also true.
But there is a racist term for Eskimos. I
thought Eskimo is racist.
What, Inuit?
It is, yeah. It should be Inuit.
Yeah, Inuit's not racist. Inuit's the real one, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Inuit's the good one.
I don't know about that.
Inuit sounds offensive as fuck.
Eskimos.
What's the one you're thinking? It starts with snow.
Exactly.
It's the one you're thinking of starts with snow, I'm sure. And what's the second part?
I'm not calling
snow Inuits.
I'm not calling Zach my Inuit brother.
House Inuit.
Zach, what you plugging on?
I just said January 22nd.
Sorry.
Catalyst Wrestling.
I'm high.
Bell House.
We smoked him one. I got a lot of live stuff coming up this weekend. If you're watching live, the Late Show is sold out. We do have a 7:30 show at the Comedy Store. Myself, Dave Smith, Karen Feehan, Colin Terrell. Zach Amico unfortunately had to pull out because he had a family thing.
Yeah, sorry.
But we do have the great Sam Tripoli coming out on the show. It's going to be a fucking incredible night with lots of other special guests as well. Then we've also added Sunday, January 1st, Legion of Skanks live, one night only at the Comedy Store. Grab tickets for that. Big J's coming into town. We're going to have special guests on that show as well. Then I'll be in Washington, D.C., January 5th through the 7th. Me and the great Zach Amico, Washington, D.C., Thursday through Saturday. At the DC Comedy Loft. Very excited about that. Phoenix, Arizona, coming up with Aaron Berg. Bloomington, Minnesota. Cuyahoga Falls, whatever state that is. Ohio. And a lot of other live stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com. Grab your tickets for all those shows and more. Plus, subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the On Demand Library for all the shows here on the network. Shannon, when are we doing the ASCII Awards?
So it was going to be it's going to be the first Wednesday of the new year, since that'll be the first time we're in studio.
Love it. All right, so the ASCII Awards coming up. Very, very excited about that. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. My new game is if you stream snipe me and you can kill me after identifying yourself, you win a free pair of all access passes. I have one more pair of all access passes to Skankfest to give out, and then I'm turning it to a spin on the wheel of prizes. But it's a whole other game.
That's
I'm being
so
hunted
fun.
By fans. It's so funny.
People come into my chat after killing you.
Like,
I had the other night, two people were like, yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, yeah.
They bonded over it. It was great. Yeah,
it's really fun. So subscribe to my Twitch, and it is has been a ton of fun. Let's see. Let's see. You know what? Fuck it. It was just Christmas.
Yeah.
I am so fat.
Yeah, me too. Oh, my farts have been rough. My shits have been bad.
But sounds like you're about to start a poem.
My farts have been rough. My shits have been bad. Christmas is over, and now I am sad.
That Christmas poem for Brendan Segler. So yeah, no, it's been rough. So let's live and gentle. Let's do what you're snacking on, Christmas edition. What you snacking on, Hannah? Christmas was just, were you home for the holidays?
No, this is my first time being in New York for Christmas time.
So no family.
No family.
There's going to be a
sad. She just said she has an OnlyFans.
So your dad's been out of the picture for years.
Yeah.
What do you say when you're alone? And I've done holidays alone in New York. Because I had family.
You've done Christmas alone?
They were just upstate before I had a kid.
Well,
there's just times where I was like, I just wanted to get high and eat fucking KFC.
Right. Sure.
Like, fuck all that noise. I didn't have money to buy gifts for anybody. I just stayed in the city. There was a few times that I did that.
KFC on Christmas, huh?
Yeah. I did KFC on Thanksgiving one year, and it ruled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What?
That's a... Hey, I would look at that
Kentucky
like,
Fried Chicken is objectively the chicken, the flavor of the meat.
Sure.
Objectively better than any turkey that's ever been cooked in the history of turkeys.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with that.
Yeah.
Chicken is better than turkey for sure.
Yeah, and KFC is better than any turkey. So
did
don't give me that.
Do anything special for you? Was there like a special thanks? Happy Thanksgiving?
No, I took all the pieces and I took all the pieces and I sewed them together so I had a full bird.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But besides that, no, we did nothing else. But Hannah, you were alone.
I wasn't alone. I was with my buddy that I stay with in Bushwick when I'm here in town.
This is the guy you're banging.
No. It's my friend from Indiana from back home.
Who I bang.
Her name is Monique. She's a smoke show.
Oh, she's a smoke show.
If I had Monique's body, I wouldn't be telling a single joke.
Well, so Monique's your hot friend.
Hot.
Black.
Nope.
No, I'm a white named Monique.
Yep.
That is a story.
I know.
What happened there?
I don't know. Those are your mom's vibes, dude.
So, like Italian?
No. We're both from Indiana, but...
There's no Italians in Indiana?
What a weird response. Very... Like, Indiana.
No, we got rid of all of the Italians.
Brendan, I wish I was joking, but in the town that I grew up in Indiana, my kindergarten through senior year experience, I never knew anyone that identified as Jewish, gay... There were no black kids.
What is it, heaven?
Or,
I'll take a Coke.
Or Asians that didn't live in my house.
What are you? We live in the fucking utopia? Where is this fucking fantasy world?
Clay City, Indiana, this is fucking... dude.
So Clay City, Indiana. Monique is just a regular lady?
Yep.
Can we see a picture? You don't want to show it? We're not going to show it to the show.
For sure. Obviously. I'll pull it up.
Let me see. I would love to see Monique.
But I've been over there, so I was with her on Christmas.
And does her family live here now? Does she have a family or is she just a lone roommate?
Alone.
She's alone.
Both of our families are back home, like I said, in Indiana.
So, you and Monique, set the tone. Can we get the sexy music, please? Set the tone.
Sorry, I'm high and I have trouble multitasking. No, and you trying to get me to find a picture of Monique.
Take it slow.
Okay, that music helps. That music helps a lot.
Everybody
I want you to be able to see her.
You
so
and Monique
hot.
Are together.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah.
Together, let's call you like a fun little couple's nickname. Eskimonique.
I mean, look.
Let me see. Oh, hell yeah. Let's see.
Oh my God. Describe her.
You can look. You can go back and click through.
Does she work for a.
Straight smoke, dude. No, but I mean, just got those. Just hot.
So
hot. Love it.
Yeah, so that's my buddy that I stay with, but we were together.
Do you do anything sexual with her?
Does she have an OnlyFans or a Monly fans?
No. Currently, no. But I do encourage it.
You encourage all girls to be on OnlyFans.
To be honest, or boys or whomever's just got the wherewithal to get some fucking quick cash off dumb dudes.
Thanks, everybody. Please subscribe.
Don't call them dumb dudes. You understand? You're trying to get them to fucking...
They love it. I know what they want.
Unless that's a part of your tears.
She is hot, though. Yeah. But I think you're hotter than her, to be honest with you.
Well, this isn't a pissing contest for nothing.
No, that's a different amount of money. It's a different tier.
Premium.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Premium.
$35 for that video.
That's for girls who were really not funny.
True story, my subscriber price on OnlyFans is $9.11. a month, because never forget.
I love it.
Oh, sure.
I just want to be a patriot, not a racist. So I've just been. That's true story. So you have to pay more to see any other parts of me, though.
So for the nudity, so you'll get some sexy photos, your
for
butt
sure.
cheeks, a little bit.
Yeah,
I need that music.
So
to come
for
back a little bit.
For $9.11 a month, I basically post the the nudes that I send to the dudes that I secretly doink. In real life, so they're already out there in circulation. I'm like, hey, they could leak these at any time.
Yeah,
I might as well
you're
just put them up.
Yeah. You're getting ahead of it.
And honestly, you can't really see my body, but if you could, it's not much. It's a sexy celery, so it's like I kind of understand if people leak my nudes in time.
Yeah,
they could get flagged for child porn.
You do
which
look
is
like
also,
ants on a log.
I appreciate it.
You ever eat ants on a log?
I'll take it.
I thought you named like a Muslim like activist. I thought you said ants on a log.
You do look like ants on a leg.
What type of reference is this?
I didn't tell you. I follow Allah now.
Insanalog.
no snacks.
No snacks.
Because currently, right now, I'm on a plant-based diet.
Plants could be snacks.
So what'd you eat for Christmas dinner? What's snacking on Christmas dinner edition?
I mean, to be honest, I smoked up a bunch of sativa yesterday.
Nice.
Had an edible.
Okay.
I made a smoothie.
All right. She was like, there's tons of weed in the smoothie.
Yeah.
Like, all right, keep on going.
Yeah. Some black tar heroin.
And then for dinner, we just got some like vegan. Like Thai delivered.
Some vegan Thai delivered. So that is, it's
chill
not very not very festive. Not very festive. That could have been any Sunday.
But I don't have any children. I don't have a pet. I don't have a significant other,
Christmas isn't about that. It's about
what? The birth of our Lord and Capricorn Gigi Christ?
Yeah.
What's it about?
No, it's about celebrating times with the family. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Was there a tree involved?
We didn't have a tree.
No tree.
You smoked them.
Oh, that's funny. Did you watch something?
Usually when something's funny, you laugh. You don't just go, oh, that is funny. Straight face.
I'll laugh more at that
you
than...
giggle, you dick.
All right. I'll give it up.
See me giggling at your fucking horseshit, you fucking asshole.
Keep one thing. Yeah, keep popping your toy.
I haven't stopped popping since you handed it to me, folks.
It's true. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, you're going to have to throw that out because it's going to smell like whatever Lewis's fingers touched.
To be honest, I think why that would curb someone like Hitler is because there's a certain mindfulness that has to take place to continuously do that over and over.
Yeah.
And it just, you can't. Do other stuff.
I can. I've been podcasting this whole time at a very high level.
I'm not saying that.
It actually kind of helps. Like when I podcast, I'll go like this or whatever. You play with something so you're...
Dude, how the booth. You guys are doing great today, dude.
I just went like this.
This is my new thing, dude.
Dude,
a mini heil. Dude, that's what you gotta do it. Dude, honestly, that's what a salute is.
Yeah, it really is.
They don't have the balls to heil.
Yeah.
So Americans are like,
yeah. It's like this.
Yeah, dude.
It's like a retarded shark fin. It's a little half heil, dude.
Heil. The salute used to be this and a wink. It used to be. You get it.
You know.
I do one of these, like, oh, too slow.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Manscaped.com for supporting today's show. Manscaped.com makes incredible products for below-the-belt grooming. So if you want to look great when your dick's out, guess what? You got to trim it up down there. You can't have a big fucking woolly forest between your legs. Bitches are going to be running in the opposite direction.
Not only that, but they have great other products like their Shears 2.0, which is their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the traveling man, their Persevere cologne, the body buffer. In fact, they have an entire collection of shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, absolutely everything you can need to keep it clean.
Yeah, the nose hair and ear trimmers are fucking great as well. It's like ging, 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 completely quick and done. Their lawn Lawnmower, which is their most popular product, which is to trim up your ball hair and your dick hair. It's waterproof. It's got a fucking light on it. It has nick-safe technology, so you can't nick yourself. It's a really great product. I'll tell you right now, you've heard of Manscaped. It's been around for a long time. There's a reason that they are the industry leader. Just go to manscaped.com, and when you check out, use the code REALASS for 20% off plus free shipping. Code REALASS at checkout when you go to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping. All right, where were we? Brendan, what you snacking on Christmas edition? You went home for the holidays?
What am I not snacking on? I've gained about 40 pounds.
Girlfriend's house? What'd you do for the holiday?
Me and my lady, we went to my uncle's place.
So, like, me and Brendan, I'm like, dude, you're dating a chick too hot for you. I'm dating a chick too hot for me. It's just the way fucking life's got to be, baby boys.
Every girl I date is too hot for me.
That is also true.
Humble. what I had, oh man, it was great. But what I was snacking on was these.
That pussy. That, hell yeah. That's why she likes you, dude.
There you go. Blah, 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 blah. You're getting the giggles out. Yeah, I was eating her ass. No, I had those vanilla pretzels, you know what I'm talking about? Like the vanilla fudge covered pretzels with peppermint sprinkled
vanilla
on it.
Vanilla fudge covered pretzels.
Yeah.
White chocolate.
With peppermint.
White
chocolate. Oh, so Christmassy chocolate covered pretzels.
Yes.
I don't mind.
It was so good, dude.
I don't mind a little bit of peppermint thrown into my treat.
Yeah, I like it just enough.
Only
just
on
a little
Christmas,
bit.
Though. If they did that in June, I'd kill somebody.
Yeah. And you don't need peppermint any other month.
It's fucking crazy. Imagine you should eat a candy cane in October.
Yeah.
What? Psychotic, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dahmer, I bet, liked candy canes.
Give it
if
a candy
really
cane
on
Halloween.
Dude, imagine
you
going
go to jail.
Yeah. You go to the beach and someone's like, I brought candy canes.
The peppermint frosty's not bad, though.
Well, of the candy cane?
No. Wendy's has a peppermint frosty.
And they make it during the summer.
No, for Christmas.
Who's getting a frost? Zach, you need to chill, dude.
I just wanted the frosty.
Frosties in the winter? You need to chill, dude.
It's delicious.
So cold.
I've eaten ice cream this week. I can't even say that I haven't.
Well, you're dead inside.
Yeah. You didn't even celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, you didn't. It's a sad thing.
That's sad.
You really made us sad. You bummed us out when you said vegan.
I'm sorry that this job has made me alone.
Dude, that fucking really bummed me out.
Yeah, you're like,
vegan tie. I don't want to say anything. Yeah. I move right on the burner. He's going to be fucking.
No tree.
Oh, God. What?
Candy,
no tree.
Candy cane covered chocolate.
Tell us about the joy you're shoving in your face, please.
So what else? What'd you have for dinner? What was this?
Ham. Like ham with the dry skin around it.
You are what you eat, Brendan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was actually the one on the table with an apple in my mouth.
Hell yeah.
Dinner is ready. My asshole's sticking out.
You look so much like a holiday ham.
For sure.
That's literally what you look like.
That's my Christmas album.
Dude, you naked is so hamish.
Dude, you really should get pineapple slices tattooed.
If you get a pineapple slice tattooed on your butt, I'll pay for it. It's so funny.
With the cherry in it?
Dude, it's
so funny. I can't turn
down
a free tattoo.
I was like, if you do it, I'll get one too.
No, but you look like a ham.
I know, but it's hilarious.
I can do something more offensive towards you and your culture.
Like a fish in an ice cube.
She's not really an Eskimo.
ham, Brussels sprouts made a very important appearance. Those were good. Yeah. Chicken francis. That was good.
Yeah.
Sausage, all that shit.
Who made this meal?
My family.
Your family.
My family.
Dude, I wish my fucking family knew how to cook. Yeah. I can't wait to get into my witch's deck. I'm going to go with Zach.
Dude, my mom has zero idea how to cook. She used to like heat up burgers in a microwave and feed it to me. Yeah.
Who cooked the meal?
The burger? Oh, my aunts and uncles.
Okay, so they know what's up.
Not important. But I am interested. What is Zach snacking on?
Zach,
I got a killer snack from the last week or two.
Let's say.
Everything bagel cashews.
Everything bagel.
Now, is that a cashew that tastes like an everything bagel?
No,
they're
little genetically modified bagels. Yeah. The shape of cashews. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy.
Oh, I was just eating bagels by the fistful.
Trader Joe's makes it, but I got like a generic
version. What are you snacking on? Bagels.
You're eating bagels?
I think it's called like everything needs. It's like the generic brand. But yeah, it's
exactly
cashews with everything
about.
Bagel seasoning.
Oh, that's
phenomenal.
Awesome.
I have a
that's
jar of
awesome.
Everything bagel seasoning in my kitchen cupboard.
I have a jar of everything bagels.
Shoved into a jar.
Everything bagel seasoning's bomb.
Yeah, dude.
And solid. On cashews, fucking phenomenal.
Solid. My entire week has been a nightmare.
Okay.
It's just been nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop eating.
Just nonstop eating. Every day it's been something new.
That's fine. That's fine. You give yourself that and then you go, all right, I'm getting back on the horse.
Yeah, Thursday night.
And the horse is like, get off, fatso.
I get back
Holy
on the
shit.
Horse.
One at a time.
I broke his back, actually.
One at a time.
Ah, fuck it. Yeah, I mean, where did I go Thursday night?
Yeah.
It was my last night with my chick. Oh, we celebrated, yeah, so, all right, so we went to, like, a really nice restaurant on Wednesday.
Sure.
Then on Thursday, we went to see a Broadway show, and afterwards, we went to, like, a really nice, like, rooftop fucking place with fucking, cause fucking chick, you gotta take chicks nice places. You can't fucking, and she's only in town for a few weeks, so I want to take her to, and it was,
give
it was,
her a reason to dress up.
Yeah, it was our holiday dinner, whatever. That was fine, so. When you're eating like nice food, I don't feel as bad, but then it started to really fall apart.
Why?
Friday comes.
Because then she was gone and he could be the animal that really lives inside
yes,
him.
Yes. Yeah. So she's like a fucking, she's a dancer and she's eating salads. And I'm like, you know, like, dude, I drink water around her. I hate water. I fucking hate
water. I love water.
So much, dude. Oh, I hate it.
Why? Boring.
It doesn't even fuck you up. Like, why do we have this thing?
How many of these do we have to drink to get
It's crazy, twisted. Dude. It's fucking wild. The amount of water you got to drink like an asshole, dude.
It is.
Eight bottles, they say.
It's crazy. And I just don't do it. I drink a ton of coffee.
Me too.
If I'm at a meal, all I want is a Diet Coke, and there's nothing fatter than a Diet Coke.
Yeah. It's like, just go all the way.
Hey,
you're just
look.
You're just saying like, hey, I'm a fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I know it. And I know it. I want everyone to know that I know that I'm a fat piece of shit. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I'm out of control. Like, I still need the soda though.
I need the sugar. I need whatever is in this.
Diet Coke, it's sadder than regular soda. Somebody drinks
just
a Coke.
Coke Zero.
Somebody, nah, because you could trick everyone into believing that it's a regular Coke.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's the same shit, dude.
I know.
I judge people who drink Diet Coke in public. And I do it too. If I drink a Diet, you'll never see me drinking a Diet Coke in public.
But when I get a Diet Coke, Lewis will pour half of it into a glass every fucking time.
Oh, really?
I love it.
The other day, I had one out on the counter, and Lewis, not a word to anyone, just walks and sees it and pours half of it in a cup and starts drinking. I went, that's not yours. And he went, oh, I was going to ask. That was his justification, was he thought of asking.
The fizziness. It's better than Coke. I've drank so much of it at this point that it tastes better than Coke to me.
No,
it's got a better bite.
Yeah,
I'm opposite.
So good, dude.
Coke is main vein pure. And if you can get a Mexican Coke, like, I'll butt chug that shit.
Mexican Coke is
Diet
great.
Diet Coke is disgusting.
A Coke out of a glass bottle and a Mexican Coke, yes.
Every time I
incredible.
Every time I take a sip of a Diet Coke, I go, like, I don't even like it that much.
It's not
but
good.
Coke, I'm like, I'm going back in.
It's like burning your nose.
Yeah. Yeah. My the hairs on my butt.
He's chipping down the sides.
Sagalo, easy on the Pepsi.
You get the drip from a soda, dude. That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
No, a Diet Coke I love with all of my heart and soul. It's what I will choose to. I'll drink it in the middle of the night, dude. Sometimes my girl will be lying in bed, dude, and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and then I have to make loud noises so she can't hear the pss.
Achoo!
So I can take a nice...
Yeah. Oh, he's just playing video games.
Heil Hitler! Heil! Heil!
Yeah. I don't know why I'm opening all these Pepsis.
Doggy,
he's playing an orchestra.
Dude, I enjoy a Diet Coke so much, but it's such a fat guy treat.
It's so fat.
So,
and also drinking a soda without eating something is incredibly fat and weird.
All I want is a Diet Coke. As we're talking about it, like, I'm thinking about it right now.
That's
what?
Cool.
I wouldn't get a Diet Coke.
No. Yeah. Who would?
Who would ever want a Diet Coke?
Yeah. I hope no one gets it for me or they're fired.
So, yeah, I love a Diet Coke. So Friday hits, okay? We're having this Christmas party for, you know, small Christmas party.
For the kids.
For the kids.
No, I mean comics, like, you know, friends, associates, you know, it was like, you know, a little small.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. Awkward. Oh, we were just having it for real comics.
Yeah, you know, anybody that we respect.
Yeah,
as a comedian.
Sure.
Mike Feeney was there.
Oh, okay. Then count me out.
No, it was for like the kids. We had, you know, 8 kids there, a couple of their parents, whatever.
Sure.
So, yeah, we ordered pizza. We had like appetizers, things like that. But we had pizza. This is the start of it. The start of it was just like, we're going to have some fucking pizza. And Bobby Kelly brought the best treat. Okay.
Bacon wrapped.
No.
Something.
They were
Stogies.
I don't even know what they were. They were pretzels that were, I know his wife made them. They were pretzels that had melted white chocolate on them. Like, so it became like, and then they had a
peppermint. Describing the thing that I?
No. M&M pressed into the top. And Bobby Kelly called them nipples.
Cool.
But they were like white chocolate with pretzel and M&M. And you pop it in your mouth and it was crunchy and salty and sweet. I mean, I'm just fucking, now, like I'm eating fucking nuts. Just smashing them into my fucking face, dude.
Lewis eats nuts.
Was it, were they like the pretzel shape or was it a stick?
Yeah, are they little?
What are these called?
I was trying to picture it the whole time and I wasn't seeing them.
But these were square, they were square pretzels. But yes, this is exactly what it is. What are they? Are they called nipples? Bobby Kelly called them nipples.
It just says white chocolate pretzels.
And then I started telling the kids that they were elf nipples. And I was like, yeah, these when an elf dies, they tear the nipples off. It's like a delicacy in the
Took that one down.
North Pole.
Dark,
yeah.
Dark.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like,
and
what?
They throw the rest out. That's the sick part.
It's the grim. Brother's grim.
There's just nippleless elf corpses.
And my niece was like, elves don't die. And I was like, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
When they turn 100,000 years old, they drop dead on their 100,000th birthday. And it's a huge celebration. They don't think of death. I got into this whole story.
You're just ruining some kids' Christmas. So it's like, yeah, no, they do. Yeah, when they turn 150, they die. Yeah, horrible.
These kids. So, but the party was a very, very big success. We had Harrington dress up as the Grinch. Shannon, is that still on my Instagram or no? It's gone.
I think it's gone. Let me see.
Give me my phone. I'll send you the video. It was great. Harrington shows up as the Grinch.
Yeah.
All the kids beat the shit out of him. It was fucking great. He's stealing their gifts.
Oh my God.
We did Yankee Swap with the kids. 2 different kids cried.
I think if I was that a kid right. and the Grinch came in and started stealing gifts, not only would I be like, fuck this guy, but I'd also, it kind of ruins the redemption story of it. I'd be like, what happened?
When you're back?
Yeah. What
the your fuck? Heart grew through your
yeah, what happened to your heart?
Why did they cry?
So the Yankee Swap, the kid at the end, if you know Yankee Swap, you know, you all get numbers and you can switch out gifts. You can steal everyone's gifts, right?
How many times can you do that? Just once?
So you get to steal one gift, right? And then whoever got number one gets to steal the final gift. And it looks like it was set up because James got number one. It just is what it is. It's his party. He got number one. I didn't cheat.
Little Nepo baby.
I could have easily cheated, by the way. I mean, these kids are fucking retarded.
Of course.
Hold on, Shannon. I'm going to send you a couple of these videos, Shannon. I apologize, guys. Shannon, you'll make this better in post, right?
I feel like these Yankee Swaps for grown-ups. Yeah, that's got to hurt a little kid's feelings to have that toy in your hands.
And then someone goes,
and has it ripped away.
Thank you. Yeah, that would suck.
Recently for adults, I did just see like something online about a Yankee Swap that happened and a woman didn't get her first prize, but she got a fistful of lottery tickets with the next one and then won like $50,000. So it's like one of those stories about just like, hey.
Yeah. But if you had it and somebody took it from you, you'd fucking kill yourself.
Yeah. Like, we did Yankee Swap with the kids and they started fighting each other. It's almost like the only thing worse you can do for children in that situation is just dump the gifts in a pile and go get it. Go
fight
get
over
it.
Them.
Fight over them. Yeah.
There's 7 gifts and 8 children. Good luck.
We have 1 PS5 in there. Go crazy.
So they started Yankee Swapping and then my son had number one. So the best gift was this really cool Nerf gun. So he goes, yeah, I want that one. And he goes, yoink from the kid.
Sure.
And the kid just started crying.
If only I had some sort of weapon, I could fight. I could get my thing back.
And then James felt bad. So James was like, no, you could have it. And that's fine.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
That's a good kid.
No, he's a really
very,
good kid.
Very nice. Didn't want to there. Cry.
And then the Harrington.
I'll
as
just take a blowjob.
Harrington as.
Oh, no, I'm not just giving it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be paying some
Everything things. Has a price.
Yeah. I'll be back every 2 weeks with interest.
Harrington sort of stealing the gifts from the kids.
In more blowjobs.
And then my one cousin's daughter, she's like 4.
Yeah.
So she, you know, believes that somebody's stealing her gift.
Where they're like, this Grinch really does stink, stank, stunk. I didn't know the Grinch smelled this bad.
There it is.
Wow. Is that Max in the...
Yeah, appropriating culture, yeah.
Yeah. Get him! Dude, it would be so funny if, like, this was
savage.
This was all just a plan to murder Harrington. So you send him, you put him in the Grinch outfit, you send him to the kids, and then you turn to James and you go, take this, and you give him a little fucking knife.
Just accept your destiny.
Ice pick.
Yeah.
By the way, isn't Harrington also a werewolf that they beat up?
They beat him. This is his thing. He comes in as different characters. They beat him up. I pay him to let children beat him up. It's kind of my kink.
You should check to see if he's masturbating after that.
Maybe. He was great, though. He did great. The party was great. So I eat a ton of pizza. And then we're just eating. Like, people are bringing cookies. We got wings. Just hammering different holiday treats in my fucking gullet nonstop, right? Then Saturday comes. This is Christmas Eve, I say. And now I'm feeling sluggish. I'm eating bread. I have some sort of gluten intolerance. There's something going on, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm feeling kind of fucking shitty as it is. Saturday comes. It's Christmas Eve. We're doing Chinese food.
Chinese food for Christmas
Eve. Chinese food. What do you get when you get Chinese food?
I get the boneless spare ribs platter, combination platter.
That's a fat guy dish.
Is it?
Yeah. Can I tell you why?
It's all fat guy dishes.
They
what,
are.
What do you get from Chinese food?
Hold on, don't put it on me, dude.
I'm getting real offensive here.
Relax.
Sorry, you're right. You're
relax,
right.
Relax, dude. You are a fat guy.
Goose fra ba. Goose fra ba. Which is my other order at Chinese food.
Damn, look at those Diet Cokes.
You got just three Diet Cokes?
Two liters.
Dude.
Wow. Yikes.
We should play a game where he shakes up one.
Why don't we do a blind taste test, Coke Zero versus Diet Coke right now? See if we taste the difference.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay.
It's a radio show in the
80s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we're all going to put our hands on the table, and whoever the last person holding it is gets the studio.
So the reason that the boneless, because it's like you want spare ribs, but you don't even want to do the work and taking it off the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 100% right about
that. That's crazy.
That. I do like eating off the bone, but if I could just stuff it in my face.
Yeah, but like a boneless version of it.
I eat Chinese food like I'm like working at on a NASCAR, you know, like it pulls up, I go and then I send it on its fucking way.
Pit stop.
I like I like a variety of Chinese. What's your Chinese? What do you get when you get Chinese food?
Well, as a nation, I'm kind of a mixed bag.
Oh.
No, that's your order, the mixed bag.
Yeah. Oh, take the mix a bag. Yeah.
Traditionally Kung Pao shrimp.
I don't even know what a Kung Pao. I thought that was a movie.
That's Kung Fu Panda.
No, Kung Pao is a movie though. That was
Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Enter the Fist.
Yeah. What is Kung Pao? Is that a noodle?
No, it's just kind of a spice.
It's like a
spicy shrimp.
Yeah. It's like it's got like broccoli in it, shrimp in it. It's like a bunch of shit.
Usually some peanuts.
No, I thought you were gonna say chili. Yeah. Here's her OnlyFans. There we go.
Yeah.
Little dicks.
She's another thing that I gotta do.
That's Kung Pao.
What else? Nothing else? That's your go-to?
Egg drop soup.
I do like an egg drop soup. I like a wonton egg drop soup with spicy oil. The hot oil.
Sure.
It's like burning hot. It's like a little thing. And you give you like a dot of it. You're like, I'm going to need more than that. And you don't need more than that.
No.
You just a little fucking drop. Mix it on. Damn, I want some Chinese food right now. I can't have it.
Yeah, of course. If I had Chinese food right now, I would explode.
Yeah, well, I did have Chinese food. Zach, what's your go-to Chinese meal?
Dumplings. Dumplings with the hot sauce.
Nice.
And then either house special fried rice or house special lo mein.
These are all things I don't even know what they are.
House special means any of the all the meats.
That's a retarded slave. That's good. That's well behaved.
That's my house special.
Retarded slave that's well behaved.
Thank you, massa.
Massa, that retard tried to get away.
Yeah, either, if not house special shrimp, either lo mein or fried rice.
So when I get Chinese food, I get a true variety. A true variety of oil. I mean, I like, that's why I like having, when I have Chinese food with the family.
Egg rolls?
Is that, of course.
Yeah.
What do you put in your egg roll?
What do I put on it?
Well, yeah. What do you put in your egg roll?
I usually just stuff it in my fat face.
You don't put anything. You don't put any duck sauce.
It's by the time I. Okay.
Whoa. Okay, so you have two of each. Are they mixed up? Three of each.
What's with the little markers?
There's more.
What does that mean?
So he marked one is diet for him and one is Coke Zero.
Not only am I going to. I'm going to do this from sight. Those three are Diet Coke. Those three are Coke Zero.
Now why?
Diet Coke's fizzier.
Dude, now that is a fat guy move.
Am I wrong?
I could smell it from here.
I'll know which one is diet just from how much I hate it right away.
I can sense its aura.
Do I sense a hint of cinnamon?
You Professor X-ing the soda? Calm down, Zach.
And Brendan had ham for dinner. I could still smell it.
I like it raw. I'm always having an egg roll, and you don't put you eat egg roll dry.
Yeah, I just throw it in my face.
You're a wild man.
I say you split up duck sauce and hot sauce in between bites.
Yeah, I'll do duck sauce.
So you do one bite of duck, one bite of hot.
Yeah,
duck or soy
hot sauce.
The Chinese
hot,
hot
mustard.
Sauce. Oh yeah, excuse me, hot mustard's the move.
Okay,
hot mustard and hot sauce are different things.
Yeah, well, I like the red hot sauce, but yeah, hot mustard on the egg rolls the bomb.
I go Thai chili sauce.
Thai chili sauce. That's not in a regular Chinese place. You can't just go to a Chinese place in New York and be like, I'd like some Thai chili sauce.
No, you keep it at your own place.
That's psychotic. Well, I'm not a Chinese person.
Okay, well.
I can't believe you even ate Chinese food during the Christmas time.
First of all, it's a tradition
of the Jews.
In my head, no, I was like, that should be what we do every Christmas Eve. And we have never done it, but I just started it this year, and that's what I want my tradition to be.
Oh, okay.
And it's an homage to A Christmas Story.
Oh, when they get Chinese food.
Yes, the
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yes, of course.
That. So I want to actually go to a restaurant and sit down, but we ended up just ordering in. If I'm doing, I don't do alternating bites. I do duck sauce and hot Chinese mustard mix on each bite. And I do an egg roll probably in four bites. I go, blah, 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 blah. I go,
oh, yeah. Dude, the egg roll is so good. Dude, and then you're like, I'm not even hungry anymore after the egg roll.
Two more egg rolls. Dude, they should make egg rolls in bite size.
They do. They
imagine a bag
ones,
of egg rolls.
They?
Yeah. Those are spring
my
rolls.
Mom makes them from rolls. Scratch, and oh it makes God. Me not even appreciate the ones. Like the ones, the egg rolls that y'all are like
is
salivating
some sort
over
of
are trash.
Eskimo kind of
yeah,
food.
Eskimo meat.
Yeah, it's little seal.
From scratch.
Delicious
seal.
Scratch meat. From
we prayed to old Scratch.
Oh, the Alaskan Scratch.
That's what you get after you fuck her. Sorry, I got Alaskan Scratch.
Hell yeah, this is great. Kevin, I'll give it to Brendan. You thought her at all.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a team player.
You're a team player. This is a good show. Yeah, that's a good show. Stop looking at that.
All time.
It's great.
I'm just getting ready to taste these sodas, you know?
Yeah.
I'm ready for these sodas.
I'm ready to play.
All right, so
will we get a helicopter if we drink enough of these?
Did you watch that?
Wait, I'm gonna try one.
Yeah, I watched
too.
A little bit of it.
Me too. Wow, that was crazy.
So wait, we're just doing it right now?
I already know.
Okay, don't say anything. I'm drinking two.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh wait.
Oh yeah. I mean, easily. Ugh.
That's two. I need a little palate.
I mean, I can tell you.
Yeah,
I can,
exactly
it's not
what
even,
I said.
It's not even a debate.
One is Diet
one
Coke.
One is Diet Coke. Two is
God damn.
Coke Zero is disgusting.
What do you think? We're fucking idiots.
Coke Zero.
You didn't think we're gonna figure this out?
Ew.
Now check this out.
No, Brendan. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
That made me angry.
It tastes like Sprite. That's how they make Sprite?
All the color
you
goes
figured
away?
Figured it out.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that was way too easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it by sight.
A lot of buildup.
That was wild that you eyeballed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
He heard him pouring it. He was like, I don't know, number one is...
Zach goes, someone just ordered pizza.
3 blocks away.
Yeah, so...
Sausage? Pepper,
yeah, when I eat my egg roll, I love a fucking egg roll. I love an egg roll.
Love an egg roll.
Love an egg
it's
roll.
The best thing. When I don't have that, when I open it up and I don't have that, I feel like I got a Christmas present that I don't really care about.
If they bring me my Chinese food and they don't include duck sauce for my egg roll, I'll weep like a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't have my egg roll now. It's a fucking worst.
A dry cry? You're like, oh.
There's just no getting it. There's no finding duck sauce. I guess you could buy it and keep it in your
house.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
grocery store.
I've ordered
it's
the hot
not
mustard.
Crazy.
It's never
it's
the same.
Like a condiment.
You keep duck sauce in your house?
I'm not saying I do at this very moment have it, but in certain places, yes, I absolutely have.
That's a crazy
that.
Way to be.
Yeah. I love
I'm
that you
Asian,
said that
though.
Like we were going to be like, go home, get it right now, prove yourself.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. If you keep duck sauce, I have soy
if
sauce in my house.
If I had duck sauce in my purse, I could understand where this would be. you know, a little bit problematic.
If you had a packet of duck sauce in your purse, I wouldn't really have an issue with it.
I would fall in love with you, I think.
Honestly, I could use a packet of
woman in the world?
She's passing out duck sauce at the stand.
Dylan posted this recently on his Instagram. I wonder if he has it. It was just like a drawer full of like sauces, right? And I think he was like, oh, shout out to my boy Zach for like giving me the idea. Is this something that happened? I have no idea.
Had to describe, because you said something about getting too many sauces. I was like, oh yeah, just put it in your sauce drawer.
Yeah, I have a sauce drawer.
I used to have a sauce drawer back in the day when I was.
Sometimes they forget.
I don't want to sound like an elitist. I just feel like it is a very poor.
It's the poorest person thing to do.
I'm just not bragging.
Have all your sauces and just go. All right, done.
I'll never be out.
Yeah. I like actually sticking just my hand in it and using whatever comes up,
dude.
You gotta have a cabinet.
All right. Well, here's the thing, and you say what you want. Fat guy move, but until you've had Chinese hot mustard on a hot dog,
that's true.
And then you go, wow, it's glad I saved idea. That.
I thought you were going to say, I don't even have it in the bottles also, in the drawer. I just have an open drawer of sauces.
Yeah,
just stick it in there, yeah.
And if you just throw it away, it's wasteful. So we got to put it somewhere for our sustainability.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I feel like we could probably not.
There is a poorness to the idea of I'm going to run out of this one day.
Yeah.
There's always going to be more.
And there's a huge variation in Chinese hot mustard.
Yeah, I've tried ordering it on Amazon, and it's never the same as the packets.
Sometimes the little packets are perfect. Sometimes you open them up, it's like a gel inside of it, and you're like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
Not good. You see it like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if you get it to a better Chinese place, they'll give it to you like in a cup, and it's like the one that they mix themselves, and it's fucking excellent. It's really, really good. So, all right, what do I order in Chinese?
Would you want me to guess?
No.
Oh, I bet I know what you get.
Would I order for the family, or would I order for myself each time? I would eat.
You are a general
bitch.
Salad.
No one said that, but we haven't even moved on.
Are we between
egg
general salads and chicken and broccoli?
I think you are. Your plate is general salads, but I could be wrong. Mm. I think you like that. There's the word general in
there.
It'd
be nice if you didn't generalize.
General salads.
Look, I enjoy any
General
sort of...
Sal Eyes does sound like a slur, by the way.
Oh my God.
General Sal Eyes.
I enjoy a General Sal. I enjoy a chicken and broccoli. I enjoy almost any Chinese dish.
Sure.
If it's mine, if I'm getting it.
But if you're getting it for the family.
If I'm getting
big thing of pork fried rice.
Big thing of pork fried rice just
big
for me.
Big thing of pork fried rice.
Just for me.
Oh, with
you
the
go
onions?
You go to a good Chinese place. That's how you know if you're going to a bad Chinese place or a good Chinese place. Bad Chinese place will give you just a... pork fried rice on the side with your entree. You're like, this is a horseshit place. What is this?
Oh, yeah.
Pork fried rice is its own goddamn entree.
Oh,
if pork fried rice is the same amount of money as white rice,
run.
They're really skipping on that pork fried rice.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be bright orange pork for some reason. Like, the pieces have like a...
Yeah.
It's like radioactive.
You want your pork fried rice to come on a tray.
Yeah.
Like Scarface cocaine style.
It could be the tub. It could be a giant fucking quart, right?
Yeah.
But there should only be like a quart size of it. That's when you know you're at a good Chinese place. It's like, no, one size. We're not giving you a small, medium, large fuck face. You want the pork fried rice? That's what you get.
No, I want a top hat filled with pork fried rice, okay? Bring it to me.
I would like
now.
A Nike shoe.
Yeah.
Filled with pork fried rice.
An Air Force One.
One in black and orange.
Like your new shoes.
Halloween colors.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So big thing of pork fried rice.
For me, I'm ordering pork fried rice. I'm ordering, this is going to be wild.
This is for the family.
This is just for me. And this is what I order for. I ordered that for the family as well, by the way.
Okay.
This is going to sound wild to you guys, but I think I just always do it.
Cheeseburger?
Don't be an asshole.
It's going to be wild, but I ask them to give me their firstborn child.
No. It's going to be wild to you guys.
Cheeseburger, dude.
Sweet and sour chicken.
Oh my God.
That's not wild.
It's just a little fried chicken
it's
bite.
Chicken nuggets. Their version of chicken nuggets.
It
I'm
is
like
weird,
a,
though.
I'm like a boy.
They don't even like bother to clean the feathers off with those ones. They're like, yeah, it's like a prize.
Dude, it's little chicken, little fried chicken balls. Keep that other white rice. Chuck it against the wall because I got my pork fried rice.
Sure.
I got my pork fried rice.
Okay.
And I'm going to be dunking those little fucking balls in the bright orange fucking sweet and sour sauce.
That's great.
And if it's quality... It's got little pineapples floating in that bitch, too.
Sure. Can I recommend something to
no.
do?
No.
Just
no.
out of
no.
the
no.
thought.
No. Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
Okay.
No.
What
no.
if you
Fine.
Take
Go.
These little fried chicken balls?
Go ahead, please.
You,
I'm listening.
You roll them in Ooh. the sauce. Get what? Them all sticky.
That's a little crazy.
Then.
A little too saucy. I'm not liking
them.
It. Dry them off somehow.
Yeah, yeah. We'll rinse them out, and then put them in the fried rice and roll them around and get a bunch of fried rice stuck to it, and then throw it in your stupid mouth.
Do you say, let's take a very crunchy, delicious thing
and make it soggy
and
wet,
it less crunchy, and roll it in rice,
and then also your hands are just covered in sauce. And
yeah,
you're
like,
second day sushi.
Okay, I reset my.
That's how
my
I like
idea.
To eat my Chinese food, with a wet hand, dry hand method.
Wet hand, dry hands. Good Chinese food place.
Who is?
That's a massage parlor.
That's a great show. You should just join us on this show
I'm
more
the
often.
Third Mike. Let's go.
No, none of that sounds like who gave us the idea to open up their egg roll and to stuff it with
disgusting.
Other... No, you cut open your egg roll like a search. This is a fat guy move.
I don't remember this.
You scrape
you
all
have
the
a mask
egg.
On? Yes.
You're taking the innards out.
The innards. You scrape
the innards. God
in your
damn,
mouth.
Dude.
You eat them.
And then you put a Snickers bar in.
No.
Yeah. And then you're at the Indiana State Fair.
Then you take your pork and broccoli, or your chicken and broccoli, or whatever else you have,
okay.
and you put it into your egg roll. Cut it back together, and then you have an egg roll filled with pork and broccoli.
Look, hold on. I'm actually into that, but it's a little joke. You undo, you take out all the innards, use the dry skin, grind up some weed, put the weed in
Whoa.
It. Now you got a fried blunt.
You smoke it.
And you smoke it.
I like it.
No, but that does sound good, actually.
Delicious. So that's what I would typically, I enjoy myself a sweet and sour chicken. I hate to say it, but I would also get an egg roll, which is just another fried thing. I'm also likely getting some fried pork dumplings.
Oh, those are so good.
Which I love. There's so many.
So good.
Just cased, delicious, fried fucking things.
Yeah.
I love it. That's, so I'm getting all those things.
Yeah. That, but
for the family.
For the family,
For the family, I got some General Tso's. No, we got
no
sesame.
Ribs, huh?
We got pork. We got spare ribs.
Okay.
Large spare ribs.
Yeah.
We got sweet and sour chicken. This is going to throw you for a fucking loop right now. Because almost nobody gets this.
Chicken on a stick.
Cheeseburger.
No, stop it.
We rob the place.
Dude.
This is going to sound a little crazy. We hold the place hostage.
No.
Let's hear it.
Cold.
Already, I don't like it. Snake.
Snake meat. Cold sesame.
Chicken. Cold sesame chicken?
Noodles.
Noodles. Ah. I don't like the feel. I don't like the feeling of noodles. You know,
the texture.
What?
I don't like the texture of noodles.
In
I don't
general?
Like slurping it up. Mm. Not a big fan of that. I can have spaghetti, but that's it. Maybe a little ramen.
Not
I guess I like noodles.
You know
what? I guess I like noodles.
So you're saying you don't like lo mein?
I don't like lo mein. No.
Cold sesame noodles are fucking fire, and people sleep on them very often. Look, Bobby
them?
Hutch had to turn around to be like to react to cold sesame noodles. He was like, he's right.
I don't feel like they're on too many menus.
I
though.
Think they're on every Chinese menu.
No
Are you
way.
Out of your mind?
I will.
Are you out of your fucking
let's,
mind?
Let's look up nearest Chinese
Nearest
place
Chinese
place.
See if it's cold sesame.
And then look
call
at the
them.
Menu.
Call them, Shannon.
Call them.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
No, I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them.
Hi, Empire.
Szechuan Garden.
Yeah,
hello,
yeah.
Man,
cold noodles.
Cold sesame noodle warehouse. How may I help you?
You want them, we freeze them.
Best cold noodles in the state.
Shannon, we hire. I say, you now call here, you twerkless bitch.
Cold sesame noodle warehouse.
I'll tell you what,
you.
If I don't have some Chinese food right now, I'm going to lose my mind.
I can't have any right now. That's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
I got to go on some sort of, I think I might do a little keto for a couple weeks.
That's what I got to do right now.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah, that's good too.
It's a just quick way to take it in if you're trying to get on that 2-week crash.
I'm literally in the worst like way of eating right now. I only eat once a day and it's at night.
That's
it's at like 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And it's fucking all it's three like a, meals at
yeah,
once.
It's cold noodles, cheeseburgers.
Cold noodles.
Cold noodles.
Cold noodles. Shannon, did you call the closest place?
Popcorn chicken.
I didn't, but I do see their menu.
No, I want to call them.
Hi, you're on the air with the Real Ass Podcast. I'm like, what?
What? What you want?
We already have air. Goodbye.
Do they have cold sesame noodles on the menu, Shannon?
Yes.
Of course they do. Thank you, Hannah.
Okay.
I just proved my point.
Sorry for letting the Asians down yet again.
Maybe in Indiana or Chicago or wherever else you hang. Maybe that's not. But New York, I feel like cold sesame noodles are a staple.
I mean, there's stuff here I never even imagined in my whole fucking life.
And like
I
what?
Just, I've Pete's? Just never seen anything
I think it's
like
pronounced
this.
Pizza?
Yes, it's...
No. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix makes incredible toothpicks that are laced with nicotine. So if you guys are trying to cut back on smoking cigarettes or you just want to be able to get your nicotine fix where you can't smoke, Zippix has you covered.
Absolutely. Zippix comes in six awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. There's no smell, no smoke, and no hiding cigarette butts, and they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Yeah, all you got to do is go to ZippixToothpicks.com and use the promo code ASS10 when you check out for 10% off your order today. Zippix Toothpicks for 10% off. Use that promo code ASS10, and that will let you know that we sent you directly to them. All right, where were we? And then for dinner last night.
Sure.
Christmas dinner, which is supposed to be the best meal of it all, right?
Roast beast.
No.
Alaskan scratch. And some cold loops.
Alaskan scratch, roast beef, and some roast cold beast. Sesame noodles. Cold sesame it was noodles. A feast.
It was awesome.
You should have fucking been there.
Chocolate tipped pretzels.
Yeah, some, yeah, nipples.
Some elf nipples.
And nipples.
For dessert.
Yeah.
You know, it was a perfect Christmas. It truly was. It was a true Christmas miracle. My sister.
That's what you had?
R.I.P.
Yeah.
She didn't even get to see all of Seinfeld.
Doggy, now, my sister made dinner, right?
Okay.
And, you know, I said to my sister, I was like, look, I'll buy everything for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll pay for everything.
I buy you fry.
You cook it.
Yeah.
You cook it, and that's that, right? So we're like, all right, we'll do a nice dinner. We'll do lasagna, chicken cutlet, a nice salad, some asparagus, some stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah.
And she was doing bacon-wrapped, what's the little fucking scallops. I shit you not. There was not one dish that came out good.
Oh, my God.
Not one.
Damn,
she listens to this podcast. There's not one
is this
dish.
The first time she knows, you're letting her know? This?
No, I told her. I yelled it over dinner. I was like, this is horrible. I mean, there was nothing. The chicken was fucking dry and burnt. It was like a fucking piece of rubber. It was like a tire.
What was the best thing that you had that she
the
made?
The lasagna was the best thing, and the lasagna was barely okay. Barely okay.
Why, was it cold or something?
No, it was too cold. Cold noodles.
No, I know how you like cold.
Cold Italian noodles.
Doggy,
hate them.
It was burnt. The whole thing was burnt, and it was too like hard. It wasn't like, you know, like the top layer. It should be a little, I understand, a little burnt on the top layer.
Sure.
A little bit chewy and like, you know, cheesy, and it melts and it's delicious.
Yeah.
It was just like the whole top layer was just like really hard and burnt. So it was fine. So you get rid of that. It was like a scab you had to flap off
to
get to the fucking soft meat on the inside.
Yeah.
And then I ate that. It was fine.
Question.
What?
Lasagna always better the next day. Do you think this lasagna is salvageable?
She did say that.
Now that it has a day to congeal.
She said that. She was like, I should have made it the day before. Mm. Sure. You know, I don't know. If you got to wait a day for your food to be edible, I feel like that's a problem.
But I just feel like in general, lasagna is always better the next day after
it has
time.
Probably. We'll see. I mean, I can't eat it now. I got to be back on the diet. I can't fucking even try.
What was wrong with the asparagus?
It was a
made my pee stink.
It was a slimy pile of shit.
Just was
like, it? How do you fail?
Asparagus.
She fails at broccoli every time she tries to make broccoli too. It's either
has
a
she been
slimy...
a historically poor cook?
No,
yeah. Because now this might be on you.
Because this feels like you funded something that you've already been aware of potentially.
No, she's lazy. She's a good cook when she wants to be, and I think that sometimes she just doesn't care.
She just grabs the asparagus, has a lighter.
She's a bad cook. You know what? I'll say it right now. She's not a good cook.
Oh.
I hope she's listening. If she's listening,
she is listening.
She's listening. Tell her to call in.
Okay.
Tell her to call him, please. I'd love to. I'd love to talk to her.
And then merge her with the Chinese food place.
She
and,
learned
and
how
let's
to
just sit back.
She learned how to cook from her mother, so everything's just a spoonful at a time with a lighter.
What is that? Mashed potatoes?
A tiny little mashed potatoes bubbling up in a spoon is so cute.
Bubbling up.
The Indiana in me is like, I just fucking rail those, dude.
Yeah. Every plate has a syringe right next to it. Oh.
Cranberry sauce. Oh,
take asparagus, wrap it around your arm. Yeah.
It was just fucking horrific. What do you want me to say? The scallops were so overcooked that they started to shrink to where the bacon was in a circle. It had crusted larger than the scallop. So it wasn't a bacon wrapped scallop.
It's an ill-fitting
It actually looked like an elf nipple, to be honest with you.
Wow.
It looked like what real elf nipple would look like, not these candy shits.
Yeah. Now, would you say she ruined Christmas?
She didn't ruin it.
Did you have to eat again after?
No, I just was sort of like, whatever. I just still stuff my face.
Just ate it.
You still eat it, you know? I'm just saying, like, you want, like, it's a home cooked meal. Something on the plate should be like, wow, dude, I couldn't get that in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, something should be like, wow, that's like.
Actually, I mean, historically, I think getting stuff at restaurants and then bringing it back to your house, like having like a spread of something from a restaurant, is way better than just relying on someone to cook it.
Yeah, probably.
In your family.
I'll cook it next year and I will make an incredible fucking dinner.
Or just cater it in.
Maybe I'll cater. I'll probably say I'll cook it and then I'll cater it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I'm Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah.
We're going to spend 2 weeks of the show looking up recipes.
Yeah.
And then Lou's going to get catering.
I will dress up like an old lady, though.
Yeah.
Hello!
I just want my kids back!
Shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to cook next year because this was
sure.
She failed at Thanksgiving dinner.
What did you get for Christmas? What did you get?
The best thing I got was my son.
A child's laugh.
My son made me a calendar.
Oh, I saw that.
Out of all of Hannah's best OnlyFans photos.
Oh, your son's a proud boy?
Yeah.
Or what do you call your pussy fans now? Oh, okay. We call them Sagalos.
That's her fans of her tits.
No, that's her pussy fans.
I gotta give myself a...
Yeah, there you go. That's good. Oh, I just got it. I thought you were saying I like tits.
No.
It's true.
Sagalos.
That's a good joke, dude.
Yeah, it was a good joke.
But Sagalo.
All right, dude. You know...
Let's just peel back the curtain for every joke we're going to say.
Please.
Cold noodles.
Did my sister call in?
No, she's not.
Answering. She's not calling in?
No, I haven't. She hasn't responded to me yet.
She's actually right taking a master class taught by Chef
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, she said it's posted on her Instagram, the meal. And here's my sister's also a phony. My sister's life is falling apart.
No, she's texting you on the phony. You don't gotta dive deep on this one.
No, this is great.
Here we go.
This is great. She picks up a bunch of pots and pans are going off.
Time to.
Let's see her.
She picks up Empire.
Empire Szechuan.
Left hand, right hand.
Hi, you're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, I don't think you're very funny.
Oh. Ooh. So
what about
far,
me?
There you go.
So please defend your shitty meal.
Which part should I defend?
Any part, please.
Let's start with the appetizers.
Garlic roasted asparagus.
The garlic roasted asparagus.
Fucking delicious scallops that were fine.
They were delicious and fine.
Like, also the mushrooms, they were okay. They were alright.
The mushrooms were actually the only thing that was edible. That's because you literally, we bought them stuffed already at the supermarket and she just put them in the oven. She still somehow failed. She still burnt them.
I did overcook them. It's fine. Everything was overcooked.
Can we see a picture of the meal? Because there's no way the picture.
No, I refuse to take any pictures. The chicken could have went straight in the trash. I couldn't even photograph.
What's on your Instagram?
That
you
was an embarrassment. I didn't put any pictures.
I think she was
the Grinch.
Oh, it was the Grinch, yeah. Yeah.
Lasagna was fine, though.
No.
Okay, all right, full disclosure, guys.
She's like, I came in it. What?
Okay, I use the no bake noodles.
What?
Hindsight's 2020. You know, I should have probably boiled those noodles.
You didn't boil them? You didn't heat them up?
I didn't boil them. I did the no bake noodles.
So I don't understand what that means.
So you don't boil the noodles. You just put them onto the lasagna and it cooks them.
I think you're supposed to use those for arts and crafts.
I hate her. I can't stand her.
That's crazy.
It's just you only get one Christmas dinner per year.
Yeah.
And it's just a little, you know.
So she used the no baking noodles. She used the not alive once bird. Who cares? It's Christmas.
Yeah. So no, the best gift I got, my son made me a calendar of all the, he put together a calendar of photos that he took in Italy on our trip.
Sure.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Very sweet.
So yeah, it was fucking, yeah, adorable. Yeah. The best gift.
They were good photos too.
Yeah. He's got a good eye.
Maybe he'll be a camera guy one day.
Yeah, maybe. It's fucking, just a fucking loser. Yeah,
shoot for
guy.
The moon. He's just on a porn set. Dude. Like,
for my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Do you shoot everything yourself, or do you have a professional?
It's just me. I'm not putting
with the
any.
Camera phone?
Yeah, I'm not putting any money into this fucking production, dude.
But could you put it on like? Yeah, is there videos of it?
I definitely have some like aesthetic, but it's just because I care, you know.
But is there like? Can I tell you what we want? We want you literally to have a camera held up with your vagina widespread open, but I still want to be able to see your face a little bit, right?
I mean, yeah. I've got it kind of figured out. I mean, there's some
no,
ding
trust
dongs.
Me. I got this.
I want to see your face, though, but I don't want it to be like, you know, you showing off your face. No. I want us to be able to see kind of like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that and being like, oh,
yeah,
not a
that's
good
the
idea.
Best.
So
like I said, this is really just like, it's just me on me.
Sure.
I often get messages, they're like, are you going to have somebody rail you or can that person be me? And I'm like, no, currently that submission window is closed and will not be open ever.
So you would never bang a guy on your OnlyFans?
I didn't say never, but up to right now, I have no interest in that. However,
I said, who knows? One day the right guy, maybe.
Yeah. The conversation with me is always open.
Right.
I may, you know, just fucking smack things out of the air.
Always open.
With nose. But the dialogue is open.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You know, so I'll consider whatever it is.
I love it.
I bet you can make some good money banging guys.
I'm sure, but then I'd have to bang those guys, you know?
Then it's like
so you're not into banging guys.
I don't mind it, but I mean, I've already put that time in, dude. I've basically like moved on to anal so I don't even have to face the man.
What?
Nice.
I'm
boner
here.
Check.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, and you can still face someone when you're doing anal, just there.
You're into anal.
I mean, I don't mind it.
She's a freak.
I got into anal, cocaine, and stand-up in my mid-30s.
Cocainal.
And now
that's
do,
your album. That's a great album.
And
man.
Now I do two and three professionally.
Hannah
so,
Rushline Cocainal.
Oh my I mean, like
cocainal,
I said,
not wanting to look back. Never looking back.
Never look
the
back.
Cocaine anal story.
I go from Asian American Psycho, my first album, to cocainal, like my second. Just fully fracture my chopstick with my Asian mom. It's good. No,
ruin
you're great.
The CEO.
You're
completely.
Great for 500 extra followers. I'll just not be able to go home for any holidays from
I
now on.
It. Does your family know about your only? Fans.
No, not that part. They know about my comedy, but they've never been. Dad's still a pastor of a church. Mom is still Asian. Yeah, they voted for Trump. They live in Cornfields, Indiana.
Wow.
Cornfields,
Indiana.
Is that a name of the town?
No, but I mean, same. Synonyms.
Same shit. Yeah. Oh, look. Wow. I'm going to subscribe. I'm going to go home.
How much is it for the
9/11?
Oh, 9/11. Not bad. For a month?
Yeah, that's just.
Not bad.
For sure.
I have a secret name, though, so you're not going to know it's me.
That's fine. Some people put their real name.
That's
I know.
Crazy.
Well, it's just dudes want. There's like a voyeuristic.
Your secret name
component.
Is Mike Figs.
No. My secret name, no one will ever know. Because that's a because if I were to buy a video from a chick on OnlyFans, that would make me feel like a fucking loser.
Yeah, I know people that do that, and when you call them out on it, they're like, "No, dude, I'm just supporting. I'm supporting her." Sure.
Oh yeah, I've gotten messages. A dude hit me up, and he's like, "Hi, I'm blah blah blah. I heard you on You Know
Hi,
What,
I'm
dude,
Lauren Michaels
from You Know What, dude." He's like, "I just wanted to say I have some disposable income, and I love supporting people like you."
Wow.
You know, la la la. Nice. And I'm like, way to really try to justify that boner, Connor. Why don't you just hit the
you know, tit button and move on like everybody else. I don't need your fucking feelings about this.
I like how bitchy she is.
Yeah.
Very, very bitchy.
We can be.
Yeah. All right, look, let's fucking wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Always a blast. Hannah, very, very happy to have you on the show. I'm glad
Thanks
you came out.
Me.
Hope
Hell
you had
yeah.
a good time. Please go support her and her podcast, Indiana Famous, right? Here you go. And then Brandon Sagalow.
Always.
Hell yeah, dog.
Always a pleasure.
Great time. Yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday with another great episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have yourselves a great night. Peace. Yeah. Adios.
That's all, folks.